Hello.
Hello,
Hello.
my name is Reginald, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
This is her speaking.
How may I assist you?
Yeah, I'm trying to file for unemployment.
Can you please provide me your social security number?
417-530-1096.
And can you repeat that for me to verify I have it correct?
417-530-1096.
Thank you. And can you verify your name for me?
Alexis Austin.
And your date of birth?
February 26, 2001.
And your license number?
9916385.
And your mother's maiden name?
Rosetta Blunt.
And you're wanting to file a new claim? Okay, give me just a moment. Okay, Miss Lassiter, what is your preferred language?
English.
And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
All right, just a fraud acknowledgement. Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud? And do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No. Come on.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No. Leave it. What? I do it in the car. I'm on a call. Come on.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
I did last week, but 2 weeks ago, and the lady hung up in my face, so I guess it wasn't completed because I still haven't received nothing by the mail, or I still hadn't received an email or anything. The lady hung
I do apologize, Ms. Lassiter. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, can you hear me? Hello.
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you, Ms. Lassiter. This is a very important call with sensitive information. Are you able to take this call at this time?
Yes. Did you not just hear me talking?
Yes, ma'am. Are you speaking to me, though?
Yes, I'm speaking to you. I said I called in 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
The lady hung up in my face, so I guess she didn't finish the unemployment thing because I still hadn't received a letter or email.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry. We can complete this right here, ma'am, and you can give the number to the inquiry department to assist you with that ongoing claim. Okay. Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't think so.
And did you receive notification that you have trade adjustment reassistance certification?
No.
Okay, and to correctly spell your name, it is A-L-L-E-X-I-U-S-L-A-S-S-I-T-E-R. Miss Lassiter, are you able to hear me? Miss Lassiter, are you able to hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Is your name spelled correctly? A-L-L-E-X-I-U-S-L-A-S-S-I-T-E-R?
Yes, that's correct.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No.
Can you provide me your phone number?
334-659-9748.
Thank you. Okay, and your correct date of birth is 02-26-2001. Your mother's maiden name is Blount, B-L-O-U-N-T. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Do you have an Alabama driver's license?
No, I have an Alabama ID.
Thank you. I'm going to ask a couple of demographic questions. What is your race?
African American.
Are you Hispanic or no Hispanic?
No.
Do you identify as female?
Yes.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Graduated high school.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Thank you. Can you provide me your address, please?
155 SYLVEST Drive, Montgomery, Alabama, 36117. So, Cavendish Drive, Montgomery, Alabama, 36117.
And can you spell that city, that street name one more time for me?
Yes. S as in snake, L as in log, V as in Victor, E as in egg, S as in snake, T as in Tony.
That's S-L-V-E-S-T Drive?
No, I'm sorry. S as in snake, Y as in Yahoo, L as in log, V as in Victor, E as in elephant, S as in snake, T as in Tom.
Thank you. And can you provide me that zip code?
36117.
And is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes, sir. Apartment 503.
And can you tell me your best match for your work description?
Unemployed.
Your best match for your work description?
What you mean?
Your field of work.
Customer service.
Thank you. And are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yes.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Can you repeat that for me?
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Thank you.
Precious.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
25.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$15.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury? Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months? Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government any time between April 1st, 2023 and March 31st, 2024?
No.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. Which would you prefer?
A benefits card.
You've indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits with the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payment, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. Do you understand the terms and conditions of Alabama Unemployment Insurance prepaid card?
Yes.
Thank you. Can you tell me the name of your last employer?
Financial.
And can you please provide me their phone number?
One moment.
No rush. Just let me know when you're ready.
Information or no?
I cannot. No, ma'am. You will have to contact the inquiry department.
1 second, that phone
number is low. No rush, just let me know when you're ready. And can you tell me the city you were reporting to for work?
Montgomery, Alabama.
And can you tell me your employment start date?
It was July 2023.
Okay. Was it closer to July 1st or July 15th? Thank you. 2023?
Yes.
And can you tell me the last day you physically worked?
I can't tell you the day because it was a year ago. But I know I stopped in the month of September.
Okay. I will need the closest to the 1st or the 15th.
After the 15th.
So you would like to proceed with the 15th?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's 2023? That was 2023, was that year?
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. And can you tell me why you are no longer working? Did you quit? Were you discharged or laid off?
I was laid off because my background check came back.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
None of the above.
Okay. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And just a quick disclaimer. You are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. Do you certify that all of your answers are true and correct?
Know if I've been approved or denied.
It takes about 3 weeks for them to process your unemployment claim. Okay, and I'm going to ask a couple of identity verification questions. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 146 Bowling Lane, 219 Lee Bowden Drive, 352 4th Street, 73 Timber Trail, or you've never been associated with any of these addresses.
Can you repeat that for me?
Okay, question was, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 146 Bowling Lane, 219 Lee Bowden Drive, 352 4th Street, 73 Timber Trail, or you have never been associated?
352 4th Street.
Okay, which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Opelika, Shorter, Mobile, Athens, or none of the above?
Shorter.
Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Dothan, Auburn, Prattville, Coleman, or none of the above?
Prattville.
Okay, Ms. Lester, do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
Have I?
The question was, do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama? Do you agree?
Yes.
Okay. Do you certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
And do you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the Claimant Benefit Handbook, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities? Okay, I'm going to begin reading you the Alabama Department of Labor Internet Claims Application Closing Statements. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov. Would you like me to repeat that website?
Yes.
Okay, that was Alabama Works. WORKS.alabama.gov, G-O-V as in Victor.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And update your online resume. Failure to do so may resort and result in an interruption in your benefits.
Okay.
An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. Ms. Lester, okay. This is very important information. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal or by telephone at the toll-free number. Would you like to write this number down?
I have to say.
Okay, just for the record, it's 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday by 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. I will provide you that at the end of our call. Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities booklet. Exceptions to work search requirements are made for the following: active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union, employees who are on a verified short-term layoff, and claimants attending director-approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Would you like me to repeat that number?
No.
Okay. Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Do you have any questions for me, Ms. Lassiter?
No.
Okay, I'm going to provide you your confirmation number. Would you like to write it down?
Yes.
All right, just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
It's 489-906-605.
Okay.
All right. I'm also going to provide you your PIN number. That's 7146.
Okay.
All right. Any further assistance needed?
Could you provide me the phone number so I can update my online information?
Okay, I'm going to provide you the number to the inquiry department. That is 800-361-4524. And you can also submit and fill out a ticket on the website. I'm going to spell it out for you. It's A-D-O-L.
Be quiet. What is it?
A-D-O-L dot Alabama dot gov, and you can fill that out under the request / provide claim information option.
So that was A as in apple, B as in boy, O as in over, and L as in log.
That was A as in apple, D as in dog, O as in orange, and L as in log.
Okay.
Dot Alabama dot gov.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day, Ms. Lester.
You too.